How that wood?
Wood.
Okay. What do you call the container you used to carry food to the pigs in?
I always took a wheelbarrow.
A wheelbarrow? Okay.
Just put them in there and took them down.
Alright. Do you have a name for what you throw the waste food in your kitchen into?
Garbage.
Alright. What do you call the thing that you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Okay. What's it made of?
Made of all kinds. We got one. It's cast iron.
Really? You do?
Yeah.
Is it old?
Yeah.
Do
but
you have
we use one. It's made of a... I don't know what kind of metal it is. This is metal. And these new ones.
Just a regular.
And they got these aluminum pans. Kind.
Alright, something big and black that you might, this is back before people had running water, but it was big and black and you might heat up water in it over a fire.
Kettle?
Yeah. Okay. What do you call the thing that you put flowers in, cut flowers in? It's long, thin, it's usually made out of glass.
Wait, I'll think of a minute.
Okay. Take your time.
A vase, yeah.
Okay. Alright, what do you call the things that you eat with?
Spoon and fork.
And?
Knife.
Okay.
That light ain't coming on.
It isn't?
No.
It comes on sometimes. Okay, if you had a lot, if you had more than one knife, you might say, well, I have six.
Knives.
Okay. Alright, if the dishes are all dirty, you might say, well, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we gotta have some clean dishes, so I'll have to go in and...
Wash?
Yeah, I think, did you say
again? Wash.
Okay. After you wash the dishes, then you might do something to them in clear water. What's that called?
Rinse.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use to wash dishes
with? Wash rag.
Okay. What do you dry them with?
Dish towel.
Alright, and what do you call the little piece of material that you wash your face with?
Huh?
That you wash your face with.
Wash rag.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that you dry yourself with?
A towel.
Alright. What do you call the thing that people used to buy flour in, for example? If you have any idea.
Flour sack.
Okay, how about... Alright, it's shaped like this. Made out of wood. And it rolls. You can roll it.
Barrel?
Yeah. Do you know, I don't know if you know about this, but a long time ago, when you bought molasses in a big quantity, it has a certain name for that amount of molasses.
I don't know what molasses are.
Oh, okay. It's some kind of like syrup or something. Okay, do you know
what... Barrel? Get it. Okay.
Do you know what lard is?
Yeah.
Alright, can you think about what that's called when you, if you buy a whole lot of it at one time? Or have you ever heard of a stand of lard?
No.
Okay. That's fine. All right, what do you call the little thing that shape, it's wide at the top and narrow at the bottom, and you use it to pour something into something smaller?
A funnel.
Okay. What do you call the thing, if you're riding in a buggy, this is like 50 years ago, and there's a horse in front of you, and you go like this, what's that?
Whip.
Alright. If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put it in a...
Bag.
What kind of bag? What's it made out of?
Paper.
Okay. What if you were going to buy 50 pounds of flour, what would that be in?
Sack.
Okay, would it be made out of cloth, probably?
Yeah.
Alright, do you have a name for the bag or sack for what the bag or do you have a name for the bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in?